star is being remembered in South Sudan.
Kim, today, Friday, marks the fifth anniversary of the death of South Sudanese basketball star Manute Bol. The African giant, 2.31 meters tall, died June 19, 2010, from acute kidney failure at the age of 47. During his 10-year National Basketball Association career, Manute played for four clubs, including the Golden State Warriors, who won the NBA title earlier this week. To remember him, young South Sudanese players on Friday tipped off the 8-day Manute Bol Peace Builders basketball tournament in the capital, Juba. Achue Chol is the wife of Nicola Bol, brother of the late Manute Bol, and one of the tournament organizers. My VOA colleague James Buddy called her in Juba and asked her why she wanted to stage the competition.
Because Manute Bol was a peacemaker, and the situation in South Sudan, I thought about that this is the time that using Manute's legacy will unite us together.
The children that are participating in the tournament, are they from where? Juba or all over South Sudan?
All over South Sudan. It is actually all the South Sudanese that are taking part on this tournament. All tribes in South Sudan on Friday.
You said to give peace to their war-torn country. It must be frustrating for the young people of South Sudan, given that this conflict is going on. How do young people feel, and why do people like you, what hope do you have by organizing this kind of tournament?
The hope for this is peace. I want the young generation to put down the division and come together. So I believe that basketball can unite us. It can bring the young generation together in the court of basketball.
Now, talk to us a little bit about Manute Bol. I know he played a major role in making sure that the country we know today as South Sudan come about. Unfortunately, he did not see the independence, the referendum, and all that. So can you tell us a little bit about Manute Bol, the person, who he was?
Manute Bol is a man of peace. He loves peace. All his life, he has been committed to his country, working hard for his people. His dreams is to bring better life to his people of South Sudan. Manute Bol would like this young generation to have better life, better education, better country. And basketball was one of his dreams as well. He put all his money towards this country to bring better life for them, better future for better education as well. I thought about it and I thought, let's be a torch for Manute to follow his footsteps and do what he loves. And I'm sure he would have been happy to see today how excited and how happy were the young people meeting in the court of basketball, playing together.
We understand that one of Manute Bol's teams, the Golden State Warriors, which in fact won this year's NBA championship, donated some T-shirts that the children are going to be wearing.
Yes. First of all, let me say congratulations to Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors donated three boxes of T-shirts, of their own T-shirt to us. They really did well. We are very happy. We would like that Golden State support South Sudan youth basketball team with more teams for the rest of the future. And also not only that, the 12 teams that are taking part on the Manute Bol tournament are very happy to say thank you as well to Golden State Warriors and to congratulate them for winning the champion after 40 years.
That's Achue Chol, one of the organizers of the Manute Bol Peace Builders basketball tournament. And she spoke with my VOA colleague, James Buddy, from Juba, South Sudan. We heard Achue Chol congratulate the Golden State Warriors for their first NBA title in 40 years. The Warriors scored a 105-97 road victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this week to win the NBA Finals 4-2. Golden State swingman Andre Iguodala, whose father is Nigerian, was named the most valuable player of the NBA Finals. Hey, Andre, are you surprised to receive the award?
I'm not surprised because I'm that confident in my game. I'm too hard on myself most of the time. I'm not surprised, but I would have bet on Steph. I would have bet on Draymond. Draymond's been great for us all year, and very, very high IQ guy. And this is the type of series where he can get triple-double numbers every night. And we saw it in the Houston series, and I knew it would carry over. So those two guys I would have bet on. And I was just happy we went in the ring. Like, I didn't really care about anything else. This is just a plus.
That's Andre Iguodala of the Golden State Warriors, the most valuable player of the NBA Finals. Golden State's head coach is Steve Kerr, who won 5 NBA titles as a player and now his first as a coach. If you're keeping score, VOA basketball fans, that gives Kerr 6 championship rings, the same number won by his former Chicago Bulls teammate Michael Jordan. Coach Kerr, who's your pick for NBA Finals Most Valuable Player?
You could make an argument that it could have gone to Steph, it could have gone to LeBron. But for us, it's really fitting that the award went to Andre because he sacrificed his starting role from the first game of the season. He had never come off the bench once in his entire career. And he sacrificed that job to make Harrison better, to make our bench better. And that set the tone for our whole season. An all-star, an Olympian, saying, okay, I'll come off the bench. It set the tone for everything we were able to accomplish. So it feels like full circle to me that Andre received the award. Couldn't happen to a better person.
Thanks, Coach. That's Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, the 2015 National Basketball Association champion.
They're playing back.
I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner that UA.
VOA.
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Joining us now with more sports news is the VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. And Mark's opening serve is African women's volleyball.
Tunisia beat Morocco 25-16, 25-21, 21-25, and 25-21 in the fifth-place playoff at the Women's African Nations Volleyball Championships in Nairobi, Kenya on Thursday. Earlier on, Mauritius outplayed Botswana 17-25, 25-21, 25-19, and 25-21 in the seventh-place playoff. Tomorrow Saturday, Senegal play Cameroon in the bronze medal playoff before Algeria challenge defending champions Kenya in the final. Turning to football, Mali plays Senegal in the bronze medal playoff at the men's FIFA Under-20 World Cup in Auckland, New Zealand, tomorrow Saturday. Later, Brazil plays Serbia in the final. Elsewhere, Cameroon encounter China in the second round at the FIFA Women's World Cup in Edmonton, Canada. In Namibia, the Council of Southern Africa Football Association's COSAFA Cup champions Namibia host Zambia in the opening leg of their Orange African Nations Championship qualifier in Windhoek tomorrow Saturday. Playing in front of their fans for the first time after winning the COSAFA Cup in South Africa, coach Ricardo Manetti reckons Namibia's brave warriors have what it takes to carry the day.
To keep the momentum going from COSAFA with this qualifiers, to keep the same momentum going. We're going to face our familiar opponents, which is Zambia. We met them at COSAFA. They are going to lose a few players because they didn't play their Chan team. We also didn't play our Chan team. So it was a mixture of professional players and local players. So that will be a very interesting game. The good thing and the positive thing for me is the fact that we will play them first in Windhoek. And we're very positive that we will get a good result there. And then we take care of the away match.
That was Ricardo Manetti, the Namibia Brave Warriors coach, speaking in Windhoek, Namibia. Elsewhere, in other Orange Africa Nations Championship qualifiers, Senegal play Gambia, South Africa engage Mauritius, Guinea-Bissau challenge Mali, Mauritania face Sierra Leone, and Djibouti play Burundi. Tanzania face Uganda, Mozambique play Seychelles, as Zimbabwe host Comoro Islands. On Sunday, Ethiopia welcome Kenya, Lesotho host Botswana, Swaziland engage Angola, and Morocco play Libya. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Thanks, Mark, and we're wishing you a sporty weekend, too. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a wonderful photo of Cameroonian striker Jeanette Yango celebrating with fans at Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton. As Mark Ouma mentioned, Jeanette and the indomitable Lionesses of Cameroon will be back on the pitch in Edmonton Saturday when they play the Steel Roses of China in the round of 16 at the Women's World Cup. I'm VOA Sun.